Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I don't know about you, but I'm not having that much fun. I'm thinking about spring cleaning. And when it comes to spring cleaning, my wife always wants to do that. And I always try to find shortcuts. So I did a little research on this to find out what are the most important places that your guest would notice if they think your house is gross when they come over to visit or something.
Yeah.
They say the bathroom is one of the things you got to get clean during spring cleaning because people will judge you. Toothpaste splatter on the mirror is a big one.
Oh, in the sink is a big one.
Yeah, too. You want to get that out of there because that's just, it looks like you don't take care of your stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but sometimes you got your downstairs bathroom or whatever, or your bathroom where it's for everybody. And a lot of times you don't brush your teeth in that bathroom, right?
And some people don't check it either.
You need to make sure check under the seat.
Under the seat.
Because something happens down there that you don't realize.
Honestly, you know what? I have boys, and it is just, that's a hard one to keep clean.
Well, I mean, you ain't got to clean as long as nobody's coming
okay,
over.
Okay, good. I'm good, then.
You don't ever have to clean the toilet until somebody's coming over.
Get one of those black lights out. Turn off the lights.
No.
And then just shine that on your toilet.
You can do that. You got imaginary kids. They're good.
they don't miss. I never know they're there.
Yeah, I know.
They say also, here's a big thing, and it may actually require a little small work on your part, but if you ever look at your cabinet doors right around where the handle is.
It's dirty.
It gets scratched up.
Like
your fingernails, scratch it up. And if you got dark cabinets, what you can do is get those stain pens, and it will hide a ton of that to where people won't see it unless they're up close.
Well, there are scratches, but there's also like the stuff in your car, the stuff that you handle a lot. It gets that grimy like stuff on, like from your jail and stuff. Also happens to your handles on your pantries and stuff where you use them all the time. And the dirt buildup? No? Okay. Never mind.
No. And you need to wash your hands after you put gel in your hair.
I'm not a dirty person.
I went to jail. They say also dirty dishes. You could get away with it if it looks like you didn't clean up from breakfast. But if you got a stack in there, obviously you need to hide them in your dishwasher.
Yeah.
And maybe even turn it on.
Yeah, I hate dishes, period. I hate the dish water that's got the floating food in it.
That's nasty, people. It floats food. You rinse food off
first.
The plate.
Yeah, you do.
Before you fill up
your
sink.
It happens. I mean, come on.
But we already know he don't clean his bathroom, Cato.
I know. to be honest, I'd rather clean a bathroom than to wash dishes.
Really? Yeah. I don't mind doing dishes. I'll wash dishes and I just dream.
I hate cleaning the bathroom. And then what's worse is like if you look around at the baseboard, you always forget the baseboards.
I don't ever clean baseboards.
You know what? And going back to the cabinets too, like lower on the cabinets where you've been cooking or where you mix stuff up, splatters. There's like splatters of chocolate,
grease.
Peanut butter, and grease. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just avoid getting down there real close.
They say also, make sure your fridge doesn't have a smell. Whether you need to buy one of those Arm & Hammer baking soda packs or if you need to clean out some old food, but don't have it stink when they open it up.
Okay, Arm & Hammer baking soda, you know, that works kind of. But you got to put like 4 or 5 boxes in sometimes because you got that fish that you didn't eat all.
And we're learning that you have a nasty house.
I'm not ever coming over.
I am judging a tiny bit.
Hey, listen, I'm a single dad just trying to make things happen here. I mean, it's hard to keep up.
Cato's a single dad, too, and he doesn't have any
problems. That's true. Yeah, but his kids are so good.
They clean up the room. I don't have to mess with them.
Well, here's a few tips for you. The best way to clean the blinds is with a rag. The worst way is with your tongue.
Or not at all.
Or, I don't know. I think tongue is worse than not at all.
Honestly, I've not cleaned my blinds in a while, and you probably know that, but the best way to do it is with the vacuum cleaner. That is helpful, it's but just, it doesn't get all of the dust off.
And you know what? You're right, because if you have blinds in your kitchen, the dampness from cooking and all that
humidity.
Kind of stuff? Yeah, thank you. It's hard to get that off of there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that one.
Why you just don't clean them?
How about the backsplash of your stove?
You need to quit talking.
I'm just saying.
Why don't you just tell us some more places that are nasty in your house?
I'm just saying these are the surprises that you come up and you get real close and you're like, dang.
Some more tips for you. If you rinse your vacuum's filter, it will start to suck again, even as much as the new Snow White movie. So that's good.
It's
got bad reviews.
It does.
They say don't waste a lot of time cleaning the toilet because no matter how good a job you do, your family's just going to crap on it.
Oh,
it's kind of true, right? Goodwill is a great place to drop off things that you no longer want, like clothes, dishware, or your middle child who eats with his mouth open.
That's just wrong. Yeah. You still love little Timmy. I mean, it's bad habit.
And that's wrong because Goodwill won't take him. Say if your shower curtain is old and mildewy, it's better to replace it with a new one than to try to clean it. They're not that expensive, $5 or so, and you got that.
Maybe 10. You know, though, but that's a great way if you have a significant other in the house to tell them you love them. You just scrape "I love you" in the mildew at the bottom of the shower curtain.
While they're washing their hair.
Another place that Hawk has that's nasty.
Yeah.
They say the best way to clean an area rug is to beat it. It's not good for your kids, but it's good for the area rug. And they say if you can't get your microwave clean enough or anywhere else in your house, just wrap that in crime scene tape, and then they won't go there at all. It does seem like they might have questions, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to go that extreme, go ahead and just put the crime tape up at your front door so they don't even come into your nasty house.
Hawk, you've already done a good job of convincing us not to come into your house.
I don't want you there because you're going to make it dirtier.
No, I don't think that's possible.
And now, a woman thinking about spring cleaning.
If one more idiot says spring means spring cleaning, I'll slap them with my Swiffer. It's finally warm outside and I'm supposed to stay inside to dust? Besides, the kids are home for spring break. I clean up the Legos and they dump them right back on the floor. Why can't they spend all day on their phones like normal kids? So, yeah, I'll take a pass on cleaning this spring. Sorry, soap scum remover that gives me that slightly awesome contact high. I won't need you till summer. Oh, but wait, the kids are home even longer then. Fine, I won't clean at all and never invite anyone over. Problem solved.
And that was a woman thinking about spring cleaning.
Ooh, the amount of times I have mixed chemicals and I come out of the bathroom like, I'm going to need a minute.
Yeah, that shower is really small, too. You start putting 3 or 4 chemicals in there and you feel like a witch brewing some kind of evil brew. Yeah. And then you wake up hours later, like, oh, why am I here?
Good sleep, though.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, you can pass off a cold as allergies for about 3 days before people catch on.
I disagree. I think you can go way longer than that because Kata's been doing it for 2 or 3 months.
But that's true. That's true.
That is not true. Hawk has been doing it.
No, you say allergies more than I do.
I do not.
Okay.
I have this week, over the last couple of weeks, because I have been sneezing and stopped up and... It's allergies.
Well, it's great to say that when people can actually see the pollen on the ground, you can, it's allergies,
I mean, my 102-degree fever is just because I'm hot.
Just a coincidence.
There you go.
Yeah.
So when it comes to your allergies, you see all this pollen. You know, I need to spray off my porch. So it's not even, I got dust inside and the pollen on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you, I like to open my doors to let fresh air in. That yesterday.
Yeah.
And I started sneezing and I happened to glance over at my dining room table and there's a layer of pollen on it.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to clean that one day.
A pledge can take care of that as well, just to let you know.
Not shut the door.
So, you know, men have higher sensitivity to 11 common allergens than women do, which contradicts other research that suggests women experience allergies more frequently than men do. So I've not heard that, but that's kind of interesting. And they say there's a lot of unknown side effects to the allergy medicine that you take. Now, Tom, you told me you were addicted to Afrin.
Yeah, but that's not an allergy medication.
What does that do?
It just clears your sinuses and opens them. Like Zyrtec or Allegra, those be probably allergy medicines.
Mm-hmm. Picking some up today.
Well, they say you got unknown side. There's the known side effects that we all know about. Drowsiness, dry mouth, dry eyes, blurred or double vision, dizziness, headache, low blood pressure, rapid heart rate, difficulty with constipation, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I've got all that now and haven't taken anything.
For me personally, I'd rather just have a drippy nose or have my nose stopped up than have all these other side effects.
Hopefully people don't believe that, because those aren't like side effects. Those aren't going, you're going to get all these things.
Right.
Those are things that some small percentage of people get. Some of them more percentage. Like obviously the dry mouth or dry eyes is going to be a lot of people, because that's what it does. It dries you up. But the really bad stuff is only a small percentage.
My doctor said it could be one person that experienced a headache and they have to put it on there.
Right, exactly.
It's just, that's how they do it. But
yeah, so, all right. Good point, Tom. Now, I have some interesting things to know about allergies, and also have a cure for allergies that can help you out that you will enjoy.
Stay inside.
No. I'll tell you that in just a second.
No, because I sneeze inside. It's like, I guess because the pollen's already in there. But I mean, but I did finally pick up a drink yesterday, and I'm like, you know, this does make me feel better.
Maybe that alcohol is the answer.
Yeah.
It's not that. No. Mm-mm.
Are you sure? Because a Bloody Mary, I mean, there's tomato juice and stuff in there.
It's
basically a health drink.
Mimosa has orange juice.
Let me just get to it. All right. You guys are making up a bunch of stuff now.
So are you.
I'm not. I've got doctors say, I can start my sentence with doctors say, allergy patients who spent 30 minutes kissing their significant other throughout the week had less allergic reaction.
Now, what happens if you're stuffy from the pollen and then you're kissing each other for that long and you can't breathe?
Not only that, but who wants to kiss someone who's got a runny nose?
Hey, baby.
Honestly.
You pull away and you're like, wait, is that mine or yours?
It's like the noodle and
Lady
the Tramp.
That's gross.
That just sits me out, man.
Yeah. They did skin pricks tests.
Oh.
Yeah. Before and after kissing sessions. And doctors say that kissing actually calms the immune system. And so it actually helps you out with your allergies.
Come on over here.
Oh, goodness.
What's not attractive about that?
Okay. But that, you know what? That's fun. That's a fun little way to help out your allergies. Okay.
I mean, I gotta find somebody, I guess.
Okay, you can do that.
Customer service.
Kiss your pillow like you always did.
You know, it's already snotty.
You go to the pharmacist and say, I'm here for my prescription. Pucker up.
Can I get a consultation?
Dr. Feelgood.
All right, some other interesting things about allergies you may not have known. It's the number 3 on a list of 18,000 reasons to avoid cats.
Huh.
Yeah.
I grew up with a girl who was allergic to cats, and they had 20.
Yeah, I did. I'm allergic to cats. Allergies are an inconvenience to millions of Americans, just like junk mail, spam, and the Kardashians. And people think Sneezy the dwarf had allergies from the Snow White movie, but he actually had a massive drug problem.
Oh.
Don't say that to the kids.
He and Dopey. They were in it together.
Aww.
Yeah, and they say if you shop at Whole Foods and drive a Tesla, there's a 100% chance that your kid has peanut allergies.
Huh? It's probably true. I think that's a made-up allergy.
Yeah, well, now, peanut allergies are... That's tough for kids that go to school that have peanut allergies.
I don't think I know probably one person, no one I grew up with has peanut allergy.
It's rare, but when they have it, it's bad.
It's very bad, and you can't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. All the other kids can't at lunch.
Can you still eat circus peanuts?
Those are safe, but no one wants to eat those.
No, I wouldn't want a sandwich made of circus peanuts.
I like them.
Are you kidding?
I do like
You're
them.
You're like the person with a peanut allergy, one in a million.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we just got back from vacation, and we saved up a long time for my family to be able to go. And we went to Italy for the first time with the kids, taking them there. And coming back in is an interesting experience. Anytime, even if you fly to Mexico, anytime you leave the United States... Coming back in is kind of weird because you almost feel like you have to prove that you're allowed back to the United States.
Yeah.
Like, you know, normally you walk around here, you're like, I'm American, no one mess with me, we're the best. But when you're in that line to go through customs, you're like, hey, can I come in, please?
Yeah.
That's my place.
Yeah, I live here. You can't just walk in.
I know. They don't let you just walk in.
No.
So it was crazy because my wife has signed us up for all the stuff that's supposed to make it easier, like TSA pre-check and mobile passport app and all this different stuff. And it's really interesting. They did a study on this and found out that it only saves you 7 minutes whenever you have TSA pre-check.
Maybe the majority. I don't know. Because I've seen pre-check that takes forever, and I do have TSA pre-check.
Right.
And I'm like, see you inside at the gate.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that matters, though, Kato. They say the 7 minutes that it saves you are seven of the hardest minutes of the whole thing. Like, it saves you time when you would be unpacking your luggage and doing a lot of stressful stuff. So it's worth it to a lot of people because those 7 minutes that saves you are 7 minutes that you are glad you didn't. It's not just waiting in line. It's seven minutes of unpacking things that you don't have to do when you're TSA pre-check and stuff.
Yeah, because you don't have to take off your shoes.
Right.
You don't have to take off your belt. You don't have to take off jackets.
You have to pull out like laptops and stuff. So that saves you stressful time.
Yeah.
True.
So as they say, it's worth it for a lot of times. They say the average person with TSA pre-check takes 36 minutes to get through airport security, 43 minutes for everyone else. But it does seem like that the pre-check saves more than that. And it may be because it's less stress going through.
I kind of like getting yelled at by TSA. It makes it like, ooh, the vacation's really starting.
Wow. You would love coming back into the country then. Because no matter what you got, that guy, he tries to trip you up. It's like their job is to throw you off guard and get you to say something wrong. So they'll immediately start asking you, where'd you go? How long did you stay? What were you there for? And you're like, I was on vacation. I just said, why are you asking me all of this?
Yeah, that's customs.
Uh-huh.
Dealing with customs.
Coming back in the country.
That's the weird. Well, we were in line for over an hour coming back in and missed our connecting flight because they literally had six agents working and there was three huge jumbo planes that landed at the same time.
It's almost like they didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, come on.
I always sweat when I have to go through the metal detectors anyway. Not that I have anything on me. It's like I just know I'm doing something wrong. I've got something in my belt. I left my belt on, or I got something metal in my pockets, and I just start sweating.
I've just come to terms with the fact they're going to pat me down every time I go through.
Wow.
I would, too.
I've never been patted down.
Well, thank you.
I'm like, pat me down.
Then they're like, keep it moving,
Move on, sir.
Funny thing is, the first time I ever used PreCheck, I was so excited to use it. I'm like, oh, I don't have to wait in the regular line. They still search my luggage.
Oh.
I'm like, my very first time, and I don't remember what it was. It was nothing but I'm like, really?
There's nothing worse when you are seeing everybody's luggage. You know, you've already gone to the very end. You're waiting to see your luggage come through that, whatever it is.
Baggage?
The baggage. And there's two separate ways it goes out. You know, you got the one that's going out, all everybody's luggage is going out. And then all of a sudden, there's that one bag that goes the other way. You know they're going to check that one. And then you see it's your bag. And you're like, oh, no, I did not win the lottery.
Yeah.
Well, going back to coming in through the thing, there's also an app called Mobile Passport Control. And we did that too. And so it got us into a shorter line to go through the passport section.
See, I've never
heard of
that.
There's also Global Entry. You said your mom's on.
Well, had I looked into it, I would have gotten Global Entry because that's when you're coming back into the country. But that also includes TSA PreCheck.
Right.
Where I just got TSA PreCheck. So if I got Global Entry, I'm going to have to pay a totally separate.
Well, we got two. We got Mobile Passport, and then we got TSA PreCheck.
Right.
The bad thing, too, about TSA PreCheck is if you're in another country, they don't really give a crap about TSA because that ain't their thing.
It's domestic.
I'll be honest. I wish they would like almost go through each bag and remind you of things you may have forgotten.
What?
It's like, you know, I forgot that, didn't I?
You know what? And when I was flying through New York, I forgot that I had a taser on me.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you forget?
I lived in Savannah at the time. You had to have something. Keep yourself safe.
And it is easier than you think if it's in a bag that you don't use that often or something.
Yeah, so I went to TSA and I told the guy, I was like, I have a taser on me. And he just looked at me and he goes, you gotta be kidding me. And I was like, I really wish I was. What do you want me to do? So he told me just throw it away.
Oh, wow.
That was the end of it. Yep, that was.
If you'd have run it through those scanners, it'd have been ugly.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I should just go ahead and admit to this instead of them
trying to think
I was smuggling it.
And by the way, whatever you throw away is not thrown out. I literally had deodorant taken at an airport one time. Spray deodorant. No, it was sunscreen. They threw it away. I walked away, looked back, saw them taking it out of the trash can, the TSA agent, and putting it in her bag.
Dumpster diving. Yeah.
Now, that would have been really weird if it had been deodorant.
Yeah, it was sunscreen.
She's like, it's a little left on this stick here. I think I'm going to take it.
Spray.
Well, you know, they sell a lot of that stuff online.
That's
maybe
cool.
You can go buy your old stuff back. Like, oh, that's mine. I'm going to bid on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of different things. It's hard to keep up. They got those clear pass or something like that. There's like four or five free checks now, and you don't know which one to get. It's kind of like when they switched from cable. You had all your channels, and you paid way too much, but you had cable. And then now you got Paramount Plus, you got Disney Plus, you got Netflix, and you're like, was it cheaper just to have it all at once?
Yeah, you upgrade, or they have ways to make more money. It's like, you know, the baggage and all that stuff, you got to pay for that. So they're looking for other ways to get more money out of you. And they make money they say that with the coins alone that people leave behind, they make like millions of dollars each year.
Hmm.
They could make more if it's an option for us to get patted down. I'd pay.
Wow, Kato.
I would.
Yeah. Kato's like the opposite.
Get the gloves out. Let's go in this room.
You know what? Kato wants a massage table over there. So if you don't mind, just get my back a little bit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I read something that I thought was going to be interesting and educational, and instead it scared the crap out of me. So I want to share it with you. It started off simply enough. It was a little article about animals that can hold their breath the longest.
Okay.
And I thought, well, this is kind of cool. For example, hippos can hold their breath for 5 minutes underwater.
That's a lot.
It is, but it's not a lot considering how much time hippos spend in the water. I would have guessed longer, to be honest with you.
Well, you see turtles, too, a lot of times. You like, they'll go down, and you'll see those little bubbles come up in a pond or something.
Those aren't bubbles from air.
Oh, really?
That's something else.
Okay. turtle farts. Had no idea.
Dolphins can hold their breath for 10 minutes, which is still, that's surprisingly low in my opinion. I thought they would be able to hold their breath longer.
It does seem odd. Like, that's kind of all you do. Shouldn't you be better?
That's what I thought too,
yeah.
Tori.
Yeah, like the whales, they have to come up and get air. Okay. And I learned something very interesting about a whale. When they let a toot, the bubble's as big as a horse.
Well, that depends on the whale, but there are certain whales that are huge that do that.
It's like those bubbles that comes out, you know?
Is that real?
Yeah, it depends on, there's different size whales. There's this super, I think it's the blue whale. It's really enormous that's true of.
If you could toot the size of a horse bubble, that would be fun. in the swimming pool?
Blow everybody out.
Yeah. I'll look that up later. Uh-huh. Sea lions can hold their breath for 20 minutes. And a fun fact, sea lions are actually closer to being bears than they are to lions. They are in the same like genus or phylum or something like that as bears. Mm. They look much cuter.
They're bears of the sea.
So they should be called sea bears.
Yeah. It's like,
now, penguins are fairly impressive. They can hold their breath for up to half hour, and they do that by slowing their heart rates down to about 3 beats per minute, and they have more hemoglobin, which is the red blood stuff that collects oxygen, than we do. So they got more oxygen floating around in their blood veins and vessels.
That's impressive.
Now, you think that's impressive? Sloths can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes.
Wait a minute. They don't live in the water.
They actually, originally, their ancestors were giant marine sloths, and so they learned how to do that from that.
Is it just me or are sloths kind of creepy looking?
They're cute and creepy.
Yeah.
But they talk really slow. I saw Zootopia.
Oh, yeah, the DMV.
All right. Yeah. Sperm whales can hold their breath for 2 hours, and it probably would last longer if they weren't battling giant squids to try to eat them and running them out of air. Now, you mentioned turtles, Hawk.
Yeah.
5 to 7 hours.
Blows me away.
They can fall asleep underwater, and it's okay. Now, here's where it got terrifying to me. We've been talking about a few hours, maybe 8 hours is the max, right? Spiders can hold their breath for 40 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
In an experiment, a wolf spider came back to life after 40 hours underwater by going into a state of suspended animation. That means, when you flush that spider down the toilet, there is nothing that says he couldn't come back up through those pipes anytime alive.
There you go. And bite your bottom. Spider.
I mean, you think you're flushing him and you got it done. You better squish him first.
Well, that's what happened to Peter Parker, you know. He got bit by that spider.
I don't think it was on the toilet.
He became Spider-Man.
That's a documentary, right? Yeah. I watched it.
And I'm not done. Scorpions can hold their breath for 6 days. They have modified lungs, which are known as book lungs, that allows them to hold their breath for long periods of time. So a scorpion can be sitting around underwater for 6 days.
I didn't think we had scorpions around here, but I know one of my friends, and I'm not sure, I forget which one. But they're somewhere around. I haven't seen one. I better not, or I'm moving.
My old house, I had them all the time. Like then a little bitty, about like the,
smaller, the more poison they are.
North Georgia, I know, has them because we were at a Airbnb kind of thing, and I felt something at the foot of the bed, and I thought it was my grandma, and I was like, "Stop, grandma!" And we pulled the covers back, and it was scorpions at the foot of the bed.
How many?
Like 4. Yeah, I was little too.
4 too many for me.
I know.
So grandma feels like scorpions.
She didn't shave.
This is not Hartwell, Georgia, is it?
No, it was near Helen.
Well, so crazy, though, because I'd have like scorpions and spiders in my old house. I told you I had ticks and all kinds of stuff. I was like Noah's Ark, but for bugs in my old house. Like, they were all over the place. And I know now I flushed them, And that spider's like, you know, he goes through the water pipes and all that stuff, wakes up at the sewer plant going, oh, I got a new home here.
Yeah, if you're lucky, or if he clung on to something, yeah. He just waited till the flush was over and started heading back to the house.
Stop. Maybe he just had one scorpion and just kept coming back.
He could be, yeah.
Yeah, that guy could go 6 days.
And I hate those creepy crawly things. It's got a million legs on it.
Those don't bother me as much. I don't know why.
What are they? They got the little
millipedes.
They got the little pinchers on the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, but
though.
I don't think they can hurt you.
Always in my bathtub.
Oh, those are silver. It's like silver bugs.
No, silverfish is one thing, but silver you're talking fish. About. Is I think it's called pinch bug. It looks like their butt can pinch you.
Yes, and it's yes. only in my bathroom.
Those things have been coming out of nowhere lately. Yeah. I felt so gross. I'm glad you have them too.
Don't trust Tori. She thought a stink bug was some deadly animal down there. Remember?
Look it up. What's it's called an assassin bug, and it's real. Look it up.
I think you had millipedes.
It's got a little sniper scope on it.
Waiting for it. Or a ninja with a little like sword.
Okay, you know, this has been an interesting conversation. Tom, I'm just curious, how long can you hold your breath?
About 10 seconds.
have you tried that lately as an adult? Like,
it's
you know,
not
when
good.
You were a kid, you would hold your breath underwater. Who can hold their breath the longest and do the competition?
Oh, yeah, I did that in college and I would win.
You do it, like, even as, you know, in junior high and stuff. But now you do it, it's like, 10 seconds, like Tom said, or maybe, you know, maybe a minute.
And you get dizzy headed.
Yes.
Have to sit down.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
We should do that.
Well,
let's have a contest here in the studio.
We can do that. Well, sometimes we have to do it, if you know what I mean.
We do, Hawk. You're the reason.
Exactly. I'm over there just laughing. I don't have to hold my breath.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.